Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World According to Velvet. This is live from Rocks and Things Metaphysical. We're reporting here from planet Earth, and I have a special guest here with me today. I think she's even willing to share her name. She has lived in our community for 2 years, and she spirit sent her over to the Bakken oil fields. And we would like to have a live report from her if she's ready. I'm really excited to see her. She just walked in a couple minutes ago, so I haven't even got to check out what's happening with her. So you guys are going to be in the know just as much as I am, or just as soon as I am. All right, so Tracy, I'm going to call you Tracy. That's the name that she's using today. Tracy Sandy, that's what I used to call her for about a year. So, what's happening over there? You can talk energetically, you can talk 3D economics, you can talk in whatever language you want, because this is live for Rocks and Things.
Well, pretty much what everybody's doing over there now is packing up. They're getting ready to start bailing. Most of the companies are shutting down, not sending out payroll, pulling well sites. It's not very pretty sight over there. People are starting to panic.
And do you still know why you're there? Do you know why you're there in the midst of this chaos?
I'm there more for on the spirit end of it. The reason I was sent over there was to help start releasing the light from the darkness. So I'm going to be working with spirit and the tribes, Lakota tribe, and just waiting on more approval. I'm up to the fourth generation, so I just have to sit and wait for them to come to me now at this point. So.
Okay, and so since you've been over there, have you had any experiences that you'd like to share in regards to the land? What's happening with the land?
Well, with the force that the spirit's being drawn from the land, I mean, with the force that it's being taken from the land, it's being released in such darkness that they're not able, the children, the elder, a lot of them are having a hard time staying within what they know because of the darkness of it all, the force of it. It's just crazy.
I don't know if I've talked about this on the show or not. There is a guy, Michael Polarski. He's been on the show just by happenstance, and he communicates with the devas of the land. And he was telling me about this book, which I am trying to get right now, and it's about they're communicating with the devas of oil. And what the devas of the oil are saying is they're really excited to be out. However, it's such a, like, I don't want to say dark, but such a distorted energy or a painful energy that the humans, what he said is there would be a time when these energies would be released from deep within the earth, but it's not, we're like 2,000 or 3,000 years ahead of schedule, and humans don't have the coping mechanisms and the technology to support those spirits in releasing.
So it's causing a lot of anguish over there. It's causing a lot of addiction. It's causing a lot of family issues. It's causing a lot in all the generations, clear back to the elders.
And you're talking Lakota, or are you talking just people in general?
I'm talking people in general, but more so Lakota.
Okay, okay. And so how are you coping?
I'm doing really well with it. I've been doing a lot of physical healing, but healing in different realms. The things that I've been doing have just been stuff that the average Joe probably wouldn't get.
Well, is there anything you can share with us? Because I think people who listen to this aren't necessarily the average Joe.
Yeah. So I guess, I brought my stuff with me that I could do it. But I've been doing laser light healing.
Okay.
And I've been working with a gal out of London, out of the UK. And what she's doing, she has absolutely no knowledge of who I am, where I come from, what I do. And maybe I was testing her. I most likely was testing her. But she started with healing me at very deep levels of spirit. I work with the sun energies, Mother Earth energies. It's been crazy. It's it's working on all my organs in my body, my brain, my vision. I have a lot of reports that I've been doing and stuff that I've been, as I go along, I've been taking notes, but more of an out-of-body experience, I guess I would say.
Okay, and one of the things that I got, and I don't know if this is true, but you know how as we do our healing work, all right, we help heal the collective, and I am just wondering, this is just the world according to Velvet, if not some of the work that you're doing is supporting the earth. Because as you heal your systems on such a deep level,
that it is.
Okay.
That is exactly what it's doing.
Okay.
So yesterday on my drive over here, this is what was bizarre. On my drive over here yesterday at about 2:00 in the afternoon, my brain started just doing this pulsating. I mean, just like it was swelling inside my skull. The energy was so profound, it started pushing towards my eyes. I could feel an actual pulsing in my brain. And that lasted till 5:05 as I was driving. I thought, man, something's, you know, and I thought, should I pull over? And I thought, no, that's just, it's the energy is working. And then it was like it blew out the top of my head at 5:05 last night, still driving. And my brain became lighter. My vision and clarity became so much more focused. It was bizarre.
Do you have anything to attribute it to? I have a few questions about it that might help us, but do you have some clarity right now at this time?
It's the joining of the two sides of the brain to the left and the right. It's like conjoined twins coming together, I guess I could say. That's how I experienced it.
Okay, and so I'm not sure if you're aware, but today's the 23rd. On the 21st, Mercury went retrograde in Aquarius, and Mercury is tied to the mind. And Mercury in Aquarius, one of the things I kept getting, and, you know, I'm not an astrologer, but I get this knowing that is tied to astrology, that it felt to me before Mercury went retrograde that there would be this great expansion in our brains and our brain's ability to hold a higher consciousness,
uh-huh.
A higher light.
Uh-huh. And our frequency is increasing so rapidly at this point. I mean, it's increasing rapid. It's every day I have surcharges to another focus or another function higher.
Okay. That totally makes sense because I have Mercury in Aquarius in my chart, and Mercury in Aquarius is the sign of the genius. Luckily, I have Saturn conjuncted, so I'm the slow genius. Because otherwise, I'd probably be in some padded room writing formulas on a wall. That's kind of what I do. Yeah, so I have to be out here right now, and I do have a wall I could use chalk on, but for some reason, that Saturn slowed down.
I didn't realize I had been in for 6 months.
Oh.
Since I left here, I've been in.
Okay.
And so everything that's happening is like other people I communicate, the others that I communicate with. I'm doing a really good job, and I'm proud of where I'm at because it's taken me so long to get here. So the speed is nothing to me anymore. It's like my nails I have to cut every other day. It's like, really? My height is increasing.
Oh.
Yeah. So I used to think crazy or amazing or things like that. Now it's just like, come on, when's more hype coming? I'm ready.
And are you having any trouble holding the energy?
No.
Okay.
No.
And what are you doing that helps you hold this vast amount of light? And maybe you're physically growing so that you can hold more.
And that's what I believe it is I'm physically growing so that I can hold more light. But the only time I struggle is staying grounded. So I have to meditate and focus on Mother Earth. Well, I have to stay connected with the two, the
right.
Male, the female. I'm struggling. I struggle at some point.
Right.
But I can usually pull out of it.
Well, and I think so it's interesting. You were talking about integrating the two sides of the brain. And one person says that when Mercury goes retrograde, it moves from the left side of the brain, the anticle, to the right. And,
and that's what I've been doing for the last month. It's almost like they're joined.
Well, and I think, this is just the world according to Velvet, of course, but I think at one point we didn't have a corpus callosum.
that we
there was no separation.
So there was no separation between the left and right hemispheres of our brain. And I would only imagine as we, so we devolved, and now as we re-evolve, that for some, I don't know if it's physically going to disappear.
Coming in, you drink to basically a cup of forgetfulness.
Right.
You have no memory of where you came from, but as you start to, I guess, evolve, or as you start to ascend, or as you, whatever language you're using, but as you start to do all that, you slowly start tapping into who you are and where you came from. And it doesn't have to be, and all that whacked out kind of stuff, but the memories that we're starting to bring forward are where we truly came from and what we are truly capable of. We came here and they took away everything that we are.
We willingly
did it, but we've been planted, and serious, we've been so, we're planted everywhere on this planet. And now it's time for us to start taking back who we are. And it truly is.
Taking back my life. I'm a free wild human of yours.
If people would just start listening, take the time to sit down, meditate for 5 minutes, just even silence for 5 minutes every day, and focus on your heart.
The other piece of it. So I feel like I worked with this woman the other day, and what she did is I think we've done this before with you. I think we synced up the pineal and the pituitary, and so she saw it like an infinity, right? And then now it's so critical that you sync both of those with your heart.
And it has to be the mind and the heart. But then once you sync the heart of the physical heart, then you have to start working on the higher heart, which is your light form. So when you can get through the lower physical realm of this, connect your mind and your heart, get your chakra color flowing. I mean, because it's, they talk about the seven trumpets in the Bible. Well, if you stop and think about it, there's seven chakras. Well, in order for us to clear through where we need to go to get to the higher or higher realms of who we are and back to where we came from, you have to have those all in line, those all turning the proper colors, those functioning as one, and then you have to connect your mind and your heart, and then you have to work on the higher heart, which takes you to the light heart or the higher being heart. And that's the kind of stuff I've been working above myself and watching the work happening.
Okay.
And so my higher self or my higher mind or heart, in fact, I just activated my higher heart 3 days ago.
Oh, curious.
Yeah. And it was just, I was on the phone with somebody. I said, I need just a second. I put the phone down between my legs and covered it up. And I just broke out sobbing. And then it was like, bam, and a golden ray of light came from my higher heart. And I sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. And then I was like, pick the phone back up and say, but anyway. How do you do that? But you do. You learn to, once you're able to get past the mind. You have to get past the mind.
Well, I don't know if you've gotten a chance to listen to any of these shows. So the last couple weeks I've been obsessing about the notion of the difference between feelings and emotions, and how feelings are these little energy packets that start in our second chakra.
Mm-hmm.
We bring them to our heart. Our heart feels it to unlock it, and it releases this great amount of energy that increases our frequency that allows us to access these higher packets, these packets of...
Which the frequency is very important. When you can connect the mind and the heart, your frequency increases. But then that's where the grounding deal comes in.
Right.
You've got to really stay grounded.
Right.
Because a lot of people are pushed to the edge. But once you can understand the whole way your body actually functions and where you came from, I'm amazed. Just at 6 months in, and I mean in my house, I've learned so much more from spirit and from the higher realms, and going back home and being a part of it, and I mean it's just amazing.
And so when you do you want to share with what your understanding of home? What is home? Is it a place? Is it a space?
It's a space.
Okay.
It's space. And we're able to travel. Once you're able to connect with your higher self, your higher light body, you're able to travel back and forth between each. Most people can only go in one direction. But once you make all the connections, connect all the dots, find the pathways, you're able to enter back and forth.
Well, almost kind of what there was space travel. Well, space travel, and so which reminds me, I'm going to kind of not change subjects, but it's going to lead us somewhere, I get a feeling. So the didgeridoo guy, did you ever meet Gail Gray, the didgeridoo guy?
No.
So he came one day, and he and I both love Labradorite, right? And he walks in here, and he goes, you're out of focus. And I say, what? He says, yeah, you're flickering in and out of this reality. And he could see me, and he goes, I knew something was off. I've been out of sorts all day, but I couldn't figure it out. And he said, well, do you have Labradorite on you? And I go, oh, I should have thought of that, because Labradorite helps you be in two worlds at once. As she pulls out her Labradorite. All right, so we may have a run on Labradorite down here. We have quite a few different.
Got to have it.
Because it is so centering. And that you can have
mine has an eagle in it.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I wish I could show you guys. It's cool. So anyway, that Labradorite, as you're talking, it helps me think, or not think, but understand that what Labradorite does is help you be here in this 3D realm.
Exactly.
And be there too at the same time, and have a conscious awareness that you're in both places at once.
I am. And you know, the amazing thing is a lot of it too is the acceptance of yourself. It's a lot of self.
Big self.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. And so once you're able to understand, to get a lot of it is the grounding. I keep got to go back to the grounding, because you have to walk in light. You have to walk in love, mostly a lot of love. You have to walk in truth. You have to be able to communicate with people, but in a compassionate form. And I didn't have a lot of compassion for people. It was like, yeah, whatever. But I've learned because a lot of those things hold you back. They hold you back from ascending or growing or getting further up the food chain, I guess I would say. Yeah.
Well, and so as you're, one of the things that I have learned to do in my grounding techniques, the first way I grounded was I would use that column of light, and I would, first of all, when I first started, I just put it into the earth. But now I anchor it clear into the center of the earth. And I was working with this woman who, to ground, she had to go through the center of the earth to in the center of another planet that she was more connected to than this planet. And her connecting through the center of this planet helped that planet as well. And so then there's that loop, like you said, if you connect to the center of this earth, you connect to the center of all creation.
Well, and there's new star patterns, too. I don't know if you've seen any of those. No. Have you seen any of those?
It's a little cloudy here. I was.
above my, and I kid you not, I'll go out, and there's new stuff. For the last 2 weeks, there's been new stuff. And I'm just in awe of watching it, and it moves. You know, at first I thought, those are planes. But no, they're not.
They're not ships?
No.
Starships?
No, they're not. They're different forms. But I think what they're doing is coming in from afar, coming in further in, so that we're making those connections, the energy. The ship, it's a planetary ship. Like it sits on an axle, you would
sure.
Think. So now it is as the planet has literally shifted. And so
we're getting a different perspective on the sky. Well, I did this regression once, and what I saw was I was in this lifetime. I assumed it was Egypt, but it might not have been. But what I kept looking for was a shift in the constellations, because that was a sign that I was supposed to go do something different. I had to, like, do some Stargate, fix or rip in the fabric of time.
Yeah.
Something small like that, right? And as you're talking, it's giving me chills that it's another sign to us that there. It's like an activation.
Well, and that's what it is. It's the activation of the next phase.
Right.
And it's moving in fast. It's moving in so fast that some people are even missing it, but some are able, some that are more conscious of what, it's a more conscious awakening kind of thing. If you're even slightly conscious of it, you're picking up on it.
Right.
And it's almost like, I feel bones in my body move.
Adjusting?
Yeah. Going back to, there's sores on my feet that have created. And I don't do anything.
Your alignment's shifting.
Yeah.
Well, and, that's interesting because we have a biology of Kundalini study group, and part of it is just kind of checking in and seeing how everybody's doing. Lots of people are having all kinds of physical symptoms that are different than they've ever had before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those symptoms of...
It's a lot to do with the energies are shooting out their ears, the visuals, their eyesight's being readjusted, spines. Increase in height. I don't know. There's a lot happening.
Well, I think it's, thank you for sharing this information about these changing constellations, because I think that is an important piece that I needed to hear today. I don't know why, but it feels like you know how when you hear something, it's sort of like all of these neurons start firing in your brain, and it feels like hearing that information will lead me to some new awareness and understanding and remembering, okay, when those stars change in that position, it means I have to do blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what the blah, blah, blah is at this
it's
time.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you it for is. Sharing that. So also, what is... Well, then that could explain why partially, I mean, there's so much going on in the collective now. Could that be explaining why people are pretty whacked out right now?
That's a big factor of it. The frequency increase is so much beyond what anybody's ever used to being able to function on. So your megahertz are increasing. So your body function is increasing. So... what I was given was I needed to triple my water intake in order to keep the process moving. And any healing work I'm doing, triple my water intake, because it's allowing the healing to transpire in my body for triple the time.
Mm-hmm.
So with the laser light healing that I've been doing, they're actually encasing my bones, separating. It's like a psychic dismemberment of my body.
Uh-huh.
They're separating limbs from me, hollowing and clearing, relining my bones, wrapping them, wrapping my joints, and then that laser light absorbs into my bones in order to make the healing possible and give me strength,
okay.
Which in the same turn is increasing my height because my bone structure is coming back.
Oh, interesting.
I had a vertebrae added 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
To the center of my back. And you wouldn't think, they just added a vertebrae to my back. Well, so in all this stuff that I've been working on and doing, I've gained probably an inch and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, we have somebody that just walked into the store. Tom, I have a live radio program that I forgot about, and I would like to introduce Tom, if you're okay with it. And we have about 5 minutes. And if you want to tell us a little bit about the book that I just bought for you, your book.
Well, good morning to whoever I'm speaking.
We don't know who you are.
I'm Tom Carroll. I'm the author of The Oracle, and Velvet has kindly offered to share it with her friends in some sort of classroom setting, a group setting, which should be real fun, very interesting. The Oracle is an opportunity to explore the question of who are we? Who are you? Who are we? And this seemingly simplistic question goes deeper and deeper and deeper as far as a person has the wit, the will, the strength to carry the conversation, the internal conversation. rather than the oracle telling you who you are, there's a recognition that we know the answer. And the answer itself is really not what's important. It's the self-recognition, it's the experience of the answer. So having that fundamental experience is what the oracle is about. It leads you to the experience. Once you've had it, your life is never the same. And so we're encouraging everyone to get a hold of Velvet and join in the class, take a look at the oracle, see how it relates to you, and we're sure that you're going to have a very interesting experience. So thanks for a chance to introduce myself and the book, and I'll be interested to hear back and see how you all did.
Great. Thanks, Tom, and thanks, Tracy. We have 5 minutes. Anything else you want to say?
I just encourage everybody as well, just keep doing what you're doing.
Keep moving forward. Don't be afraid to feel those feelings, unleash that powerful energy that's stored in your emotional body. And as Tom says, don't be afraid to not only ask the question, who are you, but listen and wait for the answer. And so, well, I guess it's Friday here at Rocks and Things Metaphysical, and I guess we've kind of said all we needed to say. So thank you for listening. I do have the book, and I haven't set up a format yet. We might even be able to get Tracy to join us either online or on the phone if she wants to be a part of the conversation. Or we can figure out that Skype thing. I don't know if you do Skype. But we can figure out something to have you participate with us. And Tom, how do they get your book if they're not in the area?
There you go. The full name of the book is The Oracle Guidance for Growing a Soul, and you can order it yourself from Amazon.com. So that's The Oracle Guidance for Growing a Soul, and you'll see it there and easily ordered from Amazon.
All right. Well, this is – oh, well, we've got some. I do. So this is live from planet Earth. We're wishing you a glorious, kind, and graceful Friday, and may the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.